Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That was Stephen A. Smith on Mike Vrabel, Coach of the Year. Certainly could be Coach of the Year. I would say he should be the front runner right now. So I agree with Stephen A. I don't know if I understand the logic. So in that response, he says, you know, obviously the turnaround. I mean, that's not up for debate. They won 4 games last year. They're about to win their 9th game tonight in 11 tries.
Yeah, they're about to surpass their win total from the last 2 years with a win tonight.
He just said they pretty much have the same personnel from last year.
I know Stephon Diggs wasn't there last year, but we're pretty much the same personnel.
That's insane. That is a classic national guy who a producer feeds him a couple lines. He knows the quarterbacks, maybe one of the, you know, Steph Diggs. He just named Steph Diggs. But that's clueless. And I mean, he talks about all the teams. We really talk about one. But, like, their leading rusher is a rookie. They're starting left tackle, left guard, center, right tackle, leading rusher, leading receiver.
Yep.
All different dudes.
Plus the guy who went over 100 last week, Mac Hollins.
The milkman, new.
The defense is basically new.
The whole defense, besides Gonzalez, is new. Safeties, linebackers.
Yeah, Barmore and Gonzalez.
The kicker.
Yeah.
The whole team is new, except for Drake May, who you are getting a lot more out of. But to say he took over the same personnel would not be part of the argument for why Mike Vrabel is the coach of the year. That gets into the whole thing like front office. Like, he had an awesome overhaul of the roster, and they got rid of everybody.
We were talking about this is – look, Vrabel wasn't my top choice, but I was very wrong about this with Vrabel. I didn't really want him in charge of personnel. And I think he clearly has delegated that responsibility to the right people, Cowden, Stretch,
yeah,
whomever. It's not Wolf. But Vrabel's had an awesome, awesome, awesome season personnel-wise.
Yeah.
Their draft is looking much better after last week, in fairness. Kyle Williams hadn't done anything until last week. Henderson had his best game. So the draft might be in its best light yet, but that's trending in the right direction. It's hard to find a free agency miss they've had.
I don't think so. I want more from Carlton Davis, but I wouldn't say it's a miss by any means.
I think it looked bad for 2 weeks with Spillane. Yeah. Since then, he's been good.
He's been real good.
Yeah. I mean,
but the whole team's new. And, like that's credit to him. And, like,
but it's not only is it new, I guess my point is he's the one who's bringing it in, too. Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, you saw how they went about the offseason, and it was a lot of players that played for either Mike Vrabel or Terrell Williams. Or even Josh McDaniels, right? Josh McDaniels worked with Mac Hollins. It was his brother that worked with Steph Diggs. So there was some overlap there with even some guys that they brought in. And that was great. And you see the impact of that immediately. So I'm all for talking up Mike Vrabel as coach of the year, but to say he took Mayo's roster and turned it around is wildly inaccurate.
No, but I think that all the roster turnover, yeah. He is wrong about that. That should be a credit to him.
It is, but it's not like coach of the year credit. You know what I'm saying? Like it's like
yeah,
the
it's
higher,
more like yeah, it's more like GM than
that's
anything.
Everything.
Yeah, fine.
It's not like he's yeah, he you wouldn't have had those guys. Like if they just said, you know what, we're gonna give Mayo a second year, what does the free agency class look like? Maybe like two of these guys?
Why none of them?
Like maybe none of them. maybe none of them.
Mayo knows nobody.
But if he hired McDaniels, maybe you get like Mac Hollins.
Fine, maybe.
But, okay.
Maybe.
But like you're right. They're not getting those other guys. And like who knows what the draft class looks like.
So Vrabel is the betting favorite for coach of the year right now.
Should be.
May has actually, believe it or not, dropped off on DraftKings. He's still tied with Stafford on FanDuel. So he's neck and neck with Stafford for MVP. Vrabel has nudged ahead of Shane Steichen, not Steichen, Steichen, for Coach of the Year. And they were having this debate today on First Take. I think it's pretty simple. You seem to want to think about it a little bit more, so let's ask it again. Who's more responsible for the Patriots' turnaround? Is it May? Is it Vrabel? I was surprised Orlovsky and Stephen A. both took Vrabel.
Yeah.
I think it's May, and I think it's pretty easy, but you were thinking about
it a little bit. I'm going back and forth on it because I think the stuff we just talked about is such a feather in the cap of Vrabel. Like, Drake May might be one of these guys that was going to be good regardless of circumstance, but we just talked about all these free agents that they brought in and this draft class that they brought in and the fact that the whole situation is or the whole team is on the same page. That's pretty tough to do, especially in year one. And all new leadership, and not just the coaches, but the captains are all new. So I get, you know, the player is going to get more credit. The quarterback, a really, really good quarterback, is way more valuable than a really, really good head coach, just the way the NFL is now. And so Drake May is playing like an MVP. So I get why you would say Drake May. But Mike Vrabel really, after a little slow start, you know, 1-2 to the season, I don't know where we would look at it and critique it. And the defense is playing as well.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
As it is, no, he's not a Drake May thing.
He's been great. I guess my thing is really just anti-coach versus quarterback as a larger picture stance. This isn't really even Vrabel and May.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd say the same thing about Mahomes and Reed. I always said the same thing about Brady and Belichick.
Like Stafford McVay?
Good
See,
one.
That one's tough.
That is harder.
But this one might
but
be...
But Vrabel's not doing what McVay is doing. I mean, no. he's having a good year. But yeah, like yeah. McVay, schematic, like Vrabel's...
But I think Vrabel gets more...
Vrabel's riding an MVP candidate is yeah. what he's doing. I mean, McVay's shown this with multiple quarterbacks.
McVay.
Stafford is. Yeah. He is now, but he's won a Super Bowl with Stafford when Stafford was good, but not this.
Does McVay
and
get
he got
much-
to a Super Bowl with Goff. I mean, look, Vrabel's gotten to an AFC title game with Tannehill. I think there's a bigger track.
Does he have as much say in the draft class and the free agent class as Vrabel?
It's well, Not as much as Vrabel, I don't think. But yeah. But he.
Oh, more than not. I mean, it's not like he's.
I mean, he's sitting up there laughing about Cole Strange with Les Snead. But no, I don't think he has as much say as Vrabel. No.
So, I mean, maybe I'd give Vrabel the benefit there because he had to overhaul everything and then take all these new guys and then coach them up. And that's what he's done. So I think there's a real strong case for Mike Vrabel in that regard. The text line points out it's a good one. Like, if Mayo was here, let's say it was Mayo and Van Pelt again. I don't think Drake May is an MVP candidate. I'm sure he's looking like an NFL starting quarterback, but I can't imagine he's playing quite as well.
If they signed Diggs and did the same stuff on offense, maybe, but that's hard to say they would do all that.
Well, right. Yeah, the butterfly effect on that is tough. I think he'd still be good. But
I would say.
Because the defense wouldn't be good, and that also helps.
I would say if Mayo's here, May might not be an MVP candidate, but he'd still be... He would still look like a similar quarterback in year two. They might not win as much.
I was going to say, that's a big part of it, though.
That's
like, he's not an MVP candidate if they're 6-4.
I agree. Yeah. But the way May's playing, even with Mayo as his head coach, they might be 6-4.
No,
they
might be,
still in the mix for the AFC playoff picture the way he's playing. So I think it's more about May, but maybe there's more to that discussion than I realized. You can jump in at 617-779-7937. Should Vrabel be coach of the year right now if you had to
definitely
vote?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, 8-2 after winning 8 games total the last 2 years, you know, so I think that alone, and if you're projecting forward, their schedule is easier than the Colts or the Broncos, you know, and those are all teams that are 8-2. And so coach of the year doesn't always go to best record, right? A lot of times it goes to like surprise team or, you know, one that wasn't predicted to make the playoffs and does. And this might be all they might have the best record. It might not just be a surprise team, but it might be like a team that way went past their Vegas over-under to begin the year win total-wise.
Right, because you're right. Rarely does coach of the year go to the team with the best record. It usually goes to the biggest surprise, and this could be both.
This might end up being both, which I think makes it easy for the voters, right? You're not just, what's the surprise playoff team this year? Or what's the team that, you know, maybe won the division when nobody predicted them to? Oh, it's a team that was picking in the top 4 the last 2 years, and now they're 14-3 or something like that. I think, you know, as long as he's tied with Steichen for wins, or obviously if he has more at the end of the year, I think he'll beat him.
So you made a point earlier that as well as May's playing, that could hurt Vrabel in the coach of the year discussion. Because I kind of looked at it and I'm like, Steichen's been there. It's his third year. So I don't know that the Colts' turnaround is about him. They have a healthy Jonathan Taylor, and Daniel Jones, while I don't believe in him, is at least a competent quarterback compared to what they've had the last couple of years. Like, I don't know that Steichen's really changed anything there. I just think, again, they're having a healthy MVP-caliber season out of Taylor, and they brought in a competent quarterback. So I kind of looked at that as a strike against Steichen. What you said is, how often does a coach of the year win when they have an MVP level quarterback? And that's fair. Probably most people look at it and would agree with me. May's a bigger reason for the turnaround than Vrabel, and that might be a reason to look at Steichen or Mike McDonald or some of these other coaches.
You ready for the last 5 coach of the years? This will put it in perspective.
Okay, hang on.
You want to guess?
Can I guess any of these? Who was the coach of the year even last year? I don't even know.
Surprise record.
Who was it?
Kevin O'Connell. Who got more credit than Sam Darnold, because people are like, Sam Darnold stinks. Kevin O'Connell must be the reason, so he won the award.
That's a case for Steichen. Kind of a case. Or Mike McDonald, who's actually doing it again with Darnold. Now that Darnold's doing it again,
Now it might be like, actually, Sam Darnold might be pretty good. Or you give credit to O'Connell, or I know
Kubiak is going to get a job off of Darnold this year.
I was going to say, people even point back to like Kyle Shanahan helped fixing him the same way that Sean McVay helped Baker Mayfield.
Okay, so KOC last year.
Kevin Stefanski in 2023 with all those 5 quarterbacks they used.
Uh-huh.
Brian Daboll in 2022 with Daniel Jones, who's now doing it with the Colts because nobody thought Daboll's going to go 9-7-1 that year. Mike Vrabel in 2021 with Tannehill. And then Kevin Stefanski again in 2020, which I think was Baker year.
I think that was Baker,
I think it was a Baker year, but Baker had been good, then bad, then we got a good year out of him. But at that point, it was like, is he going to be a bust? There's still questions about Baker that year. And then the year before that, it was John Harbaugh with the Ravens.
And that was Lamar in an MVP.
That was Lamar. But then it was Matt Nagy with the Bears. Who was their quarterback in 18?
Probably Trubisky.
And then Sean McVay with the Rams, which was the Goff year, I believe. Yeah, they didn't have Stafford then. So, like, it is kind of...
Yeah, short of Harbaugh in the last, 7 or 8 years, there's really one he's the one example of a guy doing it with a quarterback as an MVP.
And they were 14-2. You know what I mean? So, like, that's one of those things where they're like, all right, we'll give Harbaugh. And that was.
Pats might win 14.
Yeah, they might. Yeah, they definitely might. And that was also year two Lamar. So Lamar was really, really good. But I think how we view Lamar now versus how we viewed Lamar at the end of the 2019 season is a little bit different. But yeah, a lot
that
of times.
2020 season Stefanski year, Baker wasn't even a Pro Bowler.
Okay. So there you go.
Yeah, I mean, he's the number one pick, but you're right. He had
26 touchdowns, 8 picks, but he didn't even make the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, he looked really good as a rookie, bad in his second year, and then that third year. So, right, it was more mixed on him.
But with that, so that looks like it lines up more for Steichen to win. I just think the Pats are going to finish with a better record than the Colts, and because it's pretty close, I think he'll get that tiebreaker.
Well, I think that's fair, because we laid out the schedules yesterday, yeah. two days ago,
uh-huh.
And, I mean, the Patriots, when you look at their schedule versus a team like Indy or versus a team like Denver, Indy has no gimme games. So, right, if the Pats win 13, which I think is now pretty reasonable, or 14 games, you know, you're talking about a team that I don't think the Colts can win that many based on their remaining schedule. 617-779-7937. You can discuss Pats and Jets here tonight. If you missed any of our On the Clock segment, 60 seconds each on how we expect the game to go tonight, use the rewind feature on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. You can go back and listen to that. Take it with you wherever you go. It's free, so get that on your phone. Again, the Odyssey app to listen to Jones and Keefe. And stay tuned. On the way next, it's a local madness. It's a creature feature madness. It's Kiefer Madness next.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.